USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Department and IRS officials say they're working to fix a problem in getting Americans their stimulus checks. The Washington Post is reporting many Americans report either not getting the check yet or getting the wrong amount. Some parents say they did not get that extra $500 for each of their children under 17. President Trump holding an event with American truckers to thank them for their hard work during the pandemic.
Their routes connect every farm, hospital, manufacturer, business, and community in the country. In the war against the virus, American truckers are the foot soldiers who are really carrying us to victory, and they are. They've done an incredible job. We've had no problems. It's been just great, and we want to thank you very much. It's really great.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Chase Bank. Social distancing means more consumers are performing everyday activities using digital tools these days. And for some, it can be the first time they go digital for things like banking or grocery shopping. Nearly two-thirds of smartphone users over 50 reported in 2019 that they don't use their devices for financial transactions. Chase and AARP Foundation have collaborated to help improve digital confidence and know-how with free videos and worksheets on things like downloading an app, depositing checks, and avoiding scams. Alice Rodriguez, financial help leader for Chase, says,
"There are many online tools that can help us handle everyday tasks from home, like banking. These free resources can help you stay safe and confident online and ready to spot misinformation and scams."
To take a free online workshop on financial technology, visit aarpfoundation.org/fintech. Again, that's aarpfoundation.org/fintech.
Federal officials are investigating new claims about the origin of the coronavirus. Previously, it was believed that the virus came from bats in the market and then were transferred to humans. Now there's talk, though, that it may have come from a laboratory near that market, and the person in the laboratory went to the market, and that's how everything started. No matter where the origin, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is hoping China will provide some answers.
The mere fact that we don't know the answers, that China hasn't shared the answers, I think is very, very telling. We need the Chinese government to open up. They say they want to cooperate. One of the best ways they could find to cooperate would be to let the world in, to let the world scientists know exactly how this came to be, exactly how this virus began to spread.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will extend its shutdown of non-essential businesses until May 15th. The governor says his decision was made in coordination with other states. Governor Cuomo also talking with President Trump about reopening the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
President Trump is consulting with business leaders across the United States regarding the U.S. economy and when to reopen things. The president does believe that once businesses do reopen, the economy will once again be great. Entrepreneur and Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, though, says we need to temper our expectations regarding business.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more of a U-shape, not quite as much of a rocket ship, simply because, you know, when I look at my companies, you know, I'm still asking questions. When we get to N plus one, that day after we open, are my businesses going to look the same? And right now it doesn't look that way. I'm not going to just dive in and say and spend the same money that I did before. I'm not going to be making the same investments because, like anything else, you kind of want to dip your toe in and get the lay of the land and find out some context. And so I think companies will do that first. But once we get through that initial barrier, that initial understanding, the days, weeks, months, whatever it may be, then I think in the back end of that U-shape, then we can really accelerate. But I don't think people are just going to go back in and say, you know what, on February 1st, this was my budget, I'm just going to spend it on June 1st. I don't see that happening. But that doesn't mean the economy can't be great, doesn't mean the economy can't take off. It's just a question of when. But I do have confidence, absolute confidence, that we will get back to where we were.
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice also on that advisory panel. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.